Well, all right, brethren, we're going to try to move right into the song service. Sister Tam will bring the children in. They're first on the agenda. It's going to take a minute to get them in there. If you'd like to stretch your legs a little bit or something, you feel free to do that. We're going to get the kids in here and have them first. Oh, they're right here. All right. Sister Tamara Parker's been working with the children, and we really appreciate all their work with them. And they're going to do some songs for us tonight. And I think they're going to do Jesus Loves Me, Standing on the Promises, Go Little Train, and All Things Work Together for Good, I believe is the order. I don't know if anybody has told you this tonight, but this is a good-looking bunch out here. I don't know if anybody said that. It's a good view from up here.
Thank you. from my throat.
Thank you, kids. That was mighty good. Mighty good. Thank you, Sister Tamara, for working with them. And we enjoyed that. Thank you. Well, next we're going to have, I don't have a name for this group. I'm going to call it the Huntsville Group. Quartet, possibly. Quintet. I'm not too sure. Brother John and Sister Kathleen. They are going to sing Wonderful Words of Life.
And Arab and Huntsville.
And that is a tough act to follow, we just saw there.
Yeah.
Over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life, beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Brother, listen to His loving call. Wonderful words of life, all so freely given, blessed boon from heaven. Beautiful wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Sweetly echoes the gospel call, wonderful words of life, offering pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Praise the Lord forever, for these words of favor, beautiful words. Wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. That was a beautiful song. Appreciate that very much. Well, next we have Sister Shirley. Chatters is going to sing a song. Boys Crying in the Wilderness. I think Sister Shirley and Sister Wylene, the New Orleans brethren, always bless us with their talent when they come up, and they always get drafted. I called them about a couple weeks ago to make sure they're going to be here. If they weren't going to be here, I was going to get a bus and go get them. Bring them up here, because they put me in charge of the service. I knew they had to be here. So we appreciate sharing their talent for the Lord. And after that, Brother Maynard is going to still do a selection with his trombone, I believe. So we look forward to that.
It didn't matter because it's timely. So I said, well, we will sing. In fact, I will sing. Just imagine John in the wilderness.
Thank you, Sister Shirley. That's a mighty fine singing. We have Brother Maynard, I believe, is going to play a song on his trombone. Is that right? Getting it out? All right. He's going to... I just have down here selection, so he's going to play us a song as soon as he gets up here. Philip, you want to sing in the meantime? After... You don't want to go after that act, do you? I don't blame you. We can fit them up here. We've got plenty of time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Maynard. That was beautiful. Thank you. Well, now we have the choir. So everybody that was in the choir today practicing, please come up, and we'll do that portion. I think it's directed by Sister Shirley. And if you'll just come stand right in front of this microphone over here. The songs they'll be singing are Face to Face, All Hail, and Our King is Marching On. I might mention you want to pay attention to the piano playing in that last song. I think you'll enjoy it. After that, we'll have Brother Arthur Parker read Songs in the Night.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. That was wonderful. That sure was. Thank you so much. Well, brethren, we've had another close of a wonderful day of convention. We're going to ask Brother Arthur Parker to read the songs in the night, and then ask Brother Michael Costelli to close us in prayer. And the only announcement I'm aware of is just be here on time. I believe it's 9 o'clock. So just be here on time in the morning. If there's any more announcements, Brother Jack? Okay. Have a good night's sleep and be here at 9 in the morning.
Songs of the Night for September 19th. Songs of the Night for September 19th. Brethren, pray for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25. It is not for us to exert force in opposition, not to shout loudly about our rights. We are to remember that in becoming soldiers of the cross, we voluntarily gave up all earthly rights in order that we might be participators with the captain of our salvation, who committed all of his rights to be taken from him, even unto death. As the followers of Jesus are made a spectacle to the world and to angels, they are also permitted to strengthen and build up one another in the most holy faith by their love and zeal for the Lord and his message. We may well remember our privilege of praying for one another under such circumstances. We may not pray for the Lord to hinder others or ourselves from having trials or tests along these lines, for it is for the divine wisdom to determine what these shall be. But it is our privilege to pray for one another and for ourselves, to pray for that grace to help in every time of need, which the Lord has promised he will grant.
Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, what a friend we have in Jesus. Father, we do thank you for our elder brother, the captain of our salvation, the high priest who daily intercedes for us. Help us to walk as he walked and obtain what he obtained. Thank you for the instructions given in each of the talks and discussions today. Help us to bear our cross as we've been instructed. Forgive us where we fall short. Help us to make up the difference daily. We thank you for the many blessings that you've given us this day, of fellowship, admonitions. We thank you for the temporal provisions, and we thank you for the efforts of this class. We ask that you would fill our hearts with a larger measure of your Spirit. You would enable us to go from here and retain the lessons, put them into actions in our daily lives, that we might honor and glorify thee. And now give us rest to our minds and bodies tonight. Refresh us for the day to come. For we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You know, the first Bible study that I ever attended, I went there for the very wrong reason. I didn't know quite what to expect. My expectations were There was a cult, that it was a cult. But when I got there, the Lord overruled, and there was a gentleman there that just happened to be there that day. Now I don't see it as he just happened to be there, but it was Brother David Duran. And we here in Huntsville have really grown over the past few years to love he and Sister Carol very much. They have really been an inspiration to the Huntsville class. And so at this time, I'd like to introduce my very dear friend, Brother David Duran.